Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Aleph. We are up to Siv Chav Vav. We are on page Pei Beis, the page following 162. The Mechaber says in Siv Chav Vav, Ne'eman Lomar HaRofei Al Atzmo Shul Mumcha. We discussed yesterday the idea of a Kameya. If a Kameya Mumcha, then one is allowed to go outside with it in a normal way on Shabbos. Now, what if we don't know if the Kameya is a Mumcha or not? So the Mechaber says that a doctor is believed to say about himself that he is a Mumcha to be writing this Kameya. Says the Mishaburah, Siv Katan Kuf Gimbal, Vahu Adin Shenemon Ala Kameya Lo Marshi Mumcha. The same way he's believed to say about himself that he is a Mumcha, he's believed to say about a specific Kameya that it is a Mumcha as well. The Lo Chashdinan Le Shechavin Lahachsha. We don't suspect that he's going to try to make people stumble and carry outside on Shabbos. We're not really allowed to. So if he says he's a Mumcha and he's writing this and you're allowed to carry it, we believe him. If he says this Kameya is a Mumcha, we believe him as well. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivchav Zayin. Now we move on to besides the classic kind of kameya that we've been discussing, which is either having a lachash written down or having some grasses that are bundled together, other ideas that are people are wearing outside and they are wearing it for refuah purposes, also some kind of school dikur refuahs. So yotzen bebeitzas hachargul, one can go outside with the egg of a locust, ubishen shel shual, and with the tooth of a fox, ubimasmer hatzoluv, and from a nail that is from a person who was hanged. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. These things, as we'll see, help for certain refuos, and therefore you can go out with them when you are wearing them both during the week and on Shabbos. V'ein bo mishum darchei ha'amori. One might think they're usher even during the week, because forget about Shabbos, the problem of carrying, but during the week, some it might be b'chukas agoyim. And therefore, the Mechaber says it's mutter, it's not a problem of darchei ha'amori, which would be the way of the goyim. V'chein b'chol dover shum mishum refuah, and so too anything else that is done because of refuah, you're allowed to use it, and it's not considered darchei ha'amori. Aval im osem maisa, but if one is doing an action, v'ein nikr bo shum mishum refuah, it's not recognizable that it is for refuah, and it's something the goyim are doing, asur mishum darchei ha'amori, that thing would be asur because of following the ways of the goyim. Aval kol lachash mutter, then any lachash, like we discussed yesterday, any phrase that's being written for refuah purposes, that is mutter. V'lo asru elo ba'osam shebidokon ve'ena mo'ilim. And they only asked during the week if you have a lachash that was checked out and we know it doesn't work. So if we know it doesn't work, so then what are you doing? That's already going to be a problem. But if we don't know it's a suffix, then you would be allowed to use it during the week. Obviously on Shabbos, it has to be a mumcha like we discussed yesterday. V'yesh misha choshash. And there is a shita that is choshesh, b'chol kameya she'eno mumcha. That when it comes to any amulet that is not a mumcha, that it's a problem, mishum darchei ha'amori. That it has to be the kameya as a mumcha to use it at all, otherwise there are problems of darchei ha'amori. So let's see the Mishabura, more details about this darchei ha'amori. Siv koton kuf dalid. You want to go out with a beitzas achargol. Hu chagov. A chagov is a chagov, a grasshopper. V'ayim b'gemara l'may avdi kol dvarim elu. Look in the Gemara what these things are a skula for. The basis of chagov is a skula for one who has an earache. The shein of the shul is a skula for sleep, some kind of skula for sleep. And that nail is a skula to help inflammation. So all these things have a special healing power. Ubizmanom hoyu elu dvarim ismachul refuah. In the olden days, these were things that were proven that they helped for healing. V'yesh lahem din kameya mumcha. And therefore they get a din of a kameya mumcha. V'shari lotzeis bohem kishein tuluyin alav. And therefore you're allowed to go out with them even on Shabbos when they are hanging on you. There's no problem with darchei ha'amori. They are things that work for refuah. And they are also no problem of carrying on Shabbos, because that is a kameya mumcha, which is mutter to go out with on Shabbos, like we discussed yesterday in great detail. Siv katan kuf hei. The Mechaber then said that all these things that are mishum refuah, v'chein b'chol, I'm reading the Mechaber, the second line, v'chein b'chol dover shum mishum refuah is going to be okay. Aval em osem maisa v'ein nikr bo shum mishum refuah, but doing something that's not clear, that is for refuah, that's going to be forbidden because of darchei ha'amori. Says the Mishabura, hainu, she'ein nikr she'yeh l'refuah, it's not recognizable that it is refuah. V'hodu mutter b'dvarim hanal, and that which these things that we mentioned in the Mechaber earlier are mutter, that is kevan she'yomru hayodim shu'l refuah. refuah, since there are those who know and they're going to say that it's done for refuah, mitzad askula, for a school of dikka refua, havi kinikar, that's considered a recognizable thing that is for refua, and therefore it's not a problem of darchei amori. Sekoton kufav, the mechaber said, kolachash mutter, any writing for healing is mutter. The afilu iadayin lo ismachi, even if it has not yet been proven that it works. The einanu yodim shemirapim, we don't even know if it heals. Afilu hachi mutter b'chol, still it is permissible to be using it during the week. Dekeven the adinan shiesh lechoshem shemirapim. Since we know there are writings that are healing, so Amrinim we say shema gamba ze yirape. Maybe this also will work for healing. V'havik tzas kmo nikker, and therefore it will be a little bit like something that is nikker, because there are lachashim that do work for healing. So we'll say this is one of them. Kevan shirigila shalachashim yirapu. Since again, it is normal for these statements to be healing. The ein iser ella ba'osan shiadanu she'ena mo'ilim. It's only usr to be using those things that we know they don't heal. We've tried them and they don't work, so that's already going to be forbidden. Sivkoton kuvzain is on the last mechaber, last point in the mechaber in Chav Zayin, where he writes, v'yesh mishachoshash b'chol kameya she'ena mumcha mishum darchei amori. That's already a funny line, as we'll see. The Mechaber is saying there is a shita that is choshesh, that any kameya that's not proven as a mumcha is going to be forbidden even during the week because of Darchei Amori. Says the Mishabura, Hiksha Bibir Hagra, the Gra asks on the shita, Hatna, but the Mishnah says in Shabbos, the Ein Yotzim Bekameya She'ena Mumcha, that you can't go out with the Kameya She'ena Mumcha on Shabbos, which is mashma habuchol shapir dummy. So are you telling me here a kameh that's ena mumcha, you can't go out with during the week, that's already going to be a problem of darchei amori? The Mishnah says you can't go out with it on Shabbos. Mashma on Shabbos is a problem of carrying because it's not a mumcha, but during the week, of course, you can go out with it. So the gra here asks a kasha on the shita, v'ayim b'levushe esrad shenitchak liyashiv. Look in the levushe esrad, he pushes in a pshat, v'machola hudover sheyesh b'chshas akona. But if the chola that wants to use it is a chola that has a possible sakana, nira de lokul yalma shari b'chol gavni, then it appears that everything is mutter, because again, for sakana safashos, we will allow everything. Says the mechaber vayter siv chav ches. Mi sheyesh lo mako bepisas raglo. One who has a wound on the bottom of his foot. The kosher aleha matbeya, and he ties to it a coin. Lahogin shelo yinogev b'raglo. He ties it for two purposes. Number one is to protect it so it shouldn't get banged. He shouldn't bang his foot, so he has the coin there covering it for protection. V'gam hu merapeh, and also the coin has healing properties. So then, mutter lotzeis bo. So a person has a wound on the bottom of his foot, he wants to put a coin there for two reasons. Number one, for protection, and number two, for healing. That is mutter. Says the Mishabura, sevkoton kufches, v'gam hu merapeh. The Mechaber said two things. One is for protection, and two is for healing. Hu mi loshen atur. Here the Mechaber borrows the loshen of the tour. Umashma mizetz, clearly mashma from over here, the bedover she'ena merapeh, if it doesn't actually heal, elo sha'use kedesh lo yenogeth b'raglo, you're only doing it for protection, usr. The fact that the Mechaber says you need both things, it's mashma, if you only had one, it wouldn't be mutter. Va'ozu l'tameh b'sivchav beiz, and this is the Mechaber l'shitasa that we saw a few sifim ago in Sivchav beiz, ayin sham. Avol, Be'el Yerabe Hevi B'Shem Kama Poskim. Be'el Yerabe brings down B'Shem various Poskim. The Afilu Im Eino Merape. Even if this coin or whatever the item is not there for healing. El Sha'ose Kedei Lahogin Mitzar. It's just there to protect you from pain. Gam Kein Mutter Lotzeisbo. You are allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. V'chein Kosa B'Tosefe Shabbos B'Shem Moreinu Harav Rab Shmuel Koin De Naber. The ayin leel b'sivchav beiz mashakosada b'shem hagra. Look what we said earlier in sivchav beiz b'shem the gra, where the gra told us the das haramam hu gam kein hachi. The Rambam also agrees with the shita that even if it doesn't heal but it's there for protection, that's also grounds to go outside with it on Shabbos. The al kein, and therefore im chotach etzbo b'shabbos, one cut his finger on Shabbos by accident. The korei chatichas beged aleha shelo yisorei b'gadav. and he wants to cover it with a piece of a garment so it shouldn't scrape against his clothing, mutter lotzei spos. So according to the Gra and these other Shitos, the Rambam, these other Mefarshim, that is mutter to go out on Shabbos. Me, however, yoser tov sheyichruch ala mokum mazeh be'ez smartut. It's better to wrap it in a rag, not in a beged. De bazem mitzadet ha'primigodim de lukuyam ha'shari lotzei spos. Because then the Prima Gadol means to say that according to everyone it's mutter. When you're using a beged, that's already a machlokas. But if you use a rag, something that's less chashiv, then it appears that it'll be mutter according to everyone, says the Prima Gadol. The lo chashiv, because then it has no chashivas on its own. Ubata lagabe hamaka. And then it's considered only secondary, it's nullified to the maka, and it'll be mutter according to everyone. Mio, however, b'chol gavni tzorech lirchotz mikodem hadam shetz bo'o. Before you put on whatever you're putting on, the smartut or the beged, you have to make sure that you wash off the blood from your finger. Kidei shelo yitztaba yidei zeh. You don't want to be dyeing the garment or the rag that you're putting on. If there's blood coming out, you don't want to be dyeing it red. And note number 80, he points out, b'mokom atchak, in a pressing situation, kigon she'en lo b'amel lirchotz asadam. You have nothing to wash it off with. All you have is a cloth to cover it with. We're going to see later on, you're not really trying to dye it. You're actually ruining the garment or ruining the rag by getting the blood on it. And therefore, in a mokom tchak, you can't do it even though it's going to be changing colors, because that is derech lichluch. It's a way of dirtying, not a way of dyeing. So that would be okay. But ideally, if you're able to wash off the blood and then put on, ideally, the cheaper item, the low-grade item is considered batel, and therefore that's why a band-aid is mutter to wear outside if it's being worn just for protection, because again, it's not a chash of a covering, and therefore it's considered batel to the wound and would be allowed to be worn outside. Once you get to a more chash of an item, like a beged, so then it really, it's totally on the machlokas over here that we've been discussing between the two shitas. Sevkaton kuf tes, mutter lotzes. So again, the sheet of the Mechaber was, if it both protects and it heals, so then this coin is allowed to be worn outside on Shabbos. V'davko b'shekoshar es ha-matbeya l'pisas raglo mi-bodyom be'eza smartut. This is specifically if you tied the coin to the bottom of your foot from before Shabbos with some kind of rag, the lo chashev u-batel. Again, the rag is not chashev, and therefore it's batel to the coin. Avalim kosher oz b'davashu chashev, but if you tied the coin to your foot with an item that is more chashev, oser lotzeis b'shekoshar, Shabbos, then it will be usher to go out with this item on Shabbos. The canal b'sivcha beis, like we saw earlier on sivcha beis, to wrap a string or a cord, we said it was going to be usher. So again, not only stam, when you want to protect the wound, you should use the junkier item, and therefore it's batel to the wound. But here also, if you're tying the coin onto your foot for healing purposes and protection, ideally it should be tied on with a smartut, a cheaper item, so it's batel to the coin and not a more chashiv thing which should be considered carrying for that item. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sifchav Tes, Hayotzei betalas mikupelas al kesefav. A person goes out with a talas that is folded over his shoulders, and the Mechaber will explain exactly the case. The Hainu Shalachash and his son al Rosho. We're talking about a talus that is worn over his head, but after he puts the talus on his head, Magbia Shule al Kasefov. He lifts up the rest of the talus, the bottom of the talus, over his shoulders, so he's Chayv Chatas. So a person has a talus over his head, and the rest is thrown all the way over his shoulders. That is an Isser Doraisa to go out like that on Shabbos, he's Chayv Chatas, if there's no Erev. Avalim Eino Mikupelos al Kasefov. But if it's not folded over his shoulders, Ela Mishul Shelas Birachva Lamata Mikasef of Shari. But if it hangs down below his shoulders and is covering part of his back, then it's mutter. Shemi Achar Shu Misatef Betaliso. Since he's being wrapped in his talus, Umiskasa Bokasef of Agufo, and he's covering up not only his shoulders but also part of his body, Afa Pishem Miskatzer Ktsas Milamata. Even though it's lifted up a little bit from the bottom, meaning he pushes more up towards the top, so it's not hanging down too low, that is still going to be mutter. The alpize mutter lesate betaliso tachas aglimo lavilo besaknesses. Therefore, one is allowed to be wearing his talus under his coat when he wants to bring it to shul, and he doesn't want it to be seen by the goyim hanging underneath his coat, so he pulls it up a little higher, so it's raised, that is mutter. To summarize the mechaber over here, a person puts his talus over his head, flips the rest of the talus around his shoulders, that's usher, that's a chiyuv chatos. But if it's not all around his shoulders, it's hanging down partway down his back, it's covering his shoulders and his guf, so then it's mutter to be worn outside. That's the normal way to wear it. Even though it's lifted up a little bit, so it shouldn't hang out below your coat, that's going to be mutter. And that's how we're allowed to wear a talus to shul, covered by a coat, and you lift it up a little bit, so it shouldn't be seen below the coat, that's going to be mutter. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. It's a katan kuf yud. So the first case of the Mechaber was one that goes out with his talus folded over his shoulders, meaning after he placed it on his head, he lifts the rest over his shoulders. He's chay b'chatos. The kol sheken k'sheisira legamri me'al atzmo. Certainly, if he removed it totally from himself, the kiplo unesana al kasefo dechayos. Certainly, if he's just wrapping it over his shoulder, certainly he's going to be chayiv. It's not on his head at all. He's just wrapping it around, so that's even worse. Certainly, he's going to be chayiv. Sifkaton kuf yud aluf. He's chay b'chatos. Why is that? She'ein ze derech malbush. That is not the way that you wear such a garment. V'havelei masui, it's a load, it's carrying us on a Shabbos, it's an issa d'araisa in a rishis harabim. Sifkaton kuf yud beis. But then the Mechaber says, but if it's not lifted fully over your shoulders, but rather it's folded on your shoulders, but it's hanging down width-wise below your shoulders, it's mutter. L'mata mikaseifav, hainu, afilu im eino mechase bo rov gufo. Even though it's not covering the majority of your body, it's going to be mutter. V'yesh machmirim bedavar, says the Chavos Chaim, there are those who are machmir in this matter, d'ba'inan shehei mechase bo rov gufo. It's not enough, it's hanging down a little bit. It has to, in fact, be covering your shoulders and the majority of your body. So it must be hanging down much lower. Only then it's mutter. Sivkaton kuf yud gimel, the last line of the Mechaber, based on this, that's how one's allowed to wear his talus under his coat to go to shul. Even though it's not all the way down, it's being lifted up a little bit, that is mutter. Kavanoso, what the Mechaber means to tell us is, in this scenario where he's shortening the talus a little bit from the bottom and he's lifting it up a little bit more towards his shoulders so it doesn't hang down as low. Since the Maisa, he is wrapped around till below his shoulders. The Afa Gavshe Magbiya Shulav Milamata Shari, even though he lifts up a little bit of the bottom of the talus, that's going to be permissible. Dil Hisatev Kogufa Bo Kumoba Besaknesas Kosha Lasos Kengisholik Bishisarabim. Because to wrap yourself, your whole entire body, like you do in the shul, with your talus, that is difficult to do when you're walking in the Sarabim, Afshi Yulbash Gulima Olav Milamala. Even though you're wearing a coat over it, it's hard to wear your talus the full, regular way you wear it in the shul, and therefore you lift it up a little bit so it shouldn't be hanging below your coat. That is 100% mutter. Sifkaton kuf yedalud ulaviyul beisakneses. You can do that and bring it to shul. Kan shayach hagod the sif shaacharze. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here after the Mechaber and Sif Chavtes. That's where it's nogeya for the statement of the Ramah that we're going to see tomorrow at the end of Sif Lamed. That is from the Biragola of Olo Shabbos. They say the Ramah that's written in the next Sif really belongs over here. Ulepirish Hagrosh and Nitlov Lekamon. According to the Pirish of the Gra that we're going to write later on, we'll see tomorrow, Hago Al Makoma Omedes. The Gra holds that that Ramah really belongs in Sif Lamed. So basically, if you turn the page and you look in Sif Lamed, the Mechaber says a din, and then there's the Ramah, so Machlokas and the Achronim, if that Ramah really belongs after Sif Lamed, or if it belongs over here after Sif Chavtes, but we'll save that in Mitzvah for tomorrow, when we get involved in Sif Lamed, then we'll see the Ramah, we'll bring it back to this Sif, according to those Shittas, and we'll explain the Machlokas, Achronim, and that, and we'll continue tomorrow in Mitzvah Shem with Sif Lamed.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.